Welcome to Deep Rooted Healing, a contemplative podcast exploring the healing bridges that connect the body, mind, heart, and soul, including creative practices, touch, nature, spirituality, and community. I'm Emma Freeman, an artist, poet, massage therapist, and Reiki practitioner. I'm a highly sensitive person and sober. This podcast is a record of my own unfolding spiritual journey. And may it be supportive for you in some way. I'm so glad you're here. Hello. Today I want to share some stories about my experiences with Reiki because I've been working with it for a little while now and I've been having some amazing experiences and I thought I want to record these. So I have a record of them, and I thought maybe someone else out there will want to hear them and maybe share their own experiences with Reiki. I don't know. So a little background. I got trained in three levels of Reiki and certified last year. So I've gotten up to the master level of Reiki. And for anyone who doesn't know what Reiki is, it's a very gentle, hands-on energy healing technique that was developed in Japan. And it's non-invasive, doesn't have any side effects or any contraindications. It's very gentle and very loving. And the idea is that everything is infused and flowing with life force energy or prana or chi or ki or mana. There's many, many different words for it, but that force that infuses us, that animates us and everything around us, everything on the planet, and that there are ways that we can actually gather more of that life force energy and then offer it to others. And by doing that, because our bodies are infused with that intelligence already, when we can give the body a little bit extra, if there is any kind of stagnation or blockage or anything in the body that is stuck, that infusion of that amazing life force energy can help move that blockage and create more balance and harmony within the body. And because we know that the body is always seeking balance, it's always seeking homeostasis or wholeness. It's the incredible intelligence of these bodies, right? If we cut our finger, it heals itself. The body's always working itself back to that wholeness, but sometimes because of life, things get in there or things happen to us, like emotional trauma that maybe doesn't get fully processed in the body can get stuck inside of us, or environmental toxins or various things can get into us and then create stagnation, can cause all kinds of symptoms like depression and anxiety, physical symptoms of all kinds. And Reiki can really help to bring more peace and more balance and more health and vitality to the body in these incredible ways. And so I was intuitively drawn to learn Reiki. I first heard about it, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years ago from a friend, and was curious about it, didn't feel called to try it or learn more about it at the time, but that's the first time that I heard the term. And she offered to do a session for me in person. And that was the first time I felt so many interesting things in my body. I felt this sense of, it's so hard to describe these things, but it felt like the outline of my body expanded. It was like where I normally feel the barrier of, you know, if I'm holding my hand out, like I can feel where my body stops. It's like that became fluid as I laid there and received the Reiki. Like there was no longer such a clear barrier that I was aware of. And it felt really good. It didn't feel scary or bad. That was one thing I noticed. I definitely noticed the heat of her hands. The room that we were in was very cold. I was really physically cold and her hands were so hot. I was like, how is that even possible? What is happening? And then I remember having different subtle sensations in my body when she would work, and I didn't know where she was working because my eyes were closed, but I remember having distinct feelings in my heart and then also in my solar plexus at different moments. And then afterwards, she shared that over my solar plexus, she doesn't normally feel a lot of heat in her own body working with clients, but with mine, she felt all this incredible heat inside of her body too while she was working there. And then, which I just thought, wow, that's interesting. What I've come to learn about the solar plexus is that that chakra or that energy center is all about our, I see it as our like inner furnace. Like that willpower, that fire, that place of that drive. And there was some connection that happened in that moment where I realized, oh, I've always been afraid of fire, been afraid of the power of fire, of starting fires in a fireplace or like a campfire. I had felt very afraid of that power. And in this particular experience where I was with this friend, there was a fireplace where like all the materials were there to start a fire. And the next morning after this Reiki session, I woke up. I was staying in this cabin by myself. I woke up and I started the fire and felt none of that fear. And I just sat in front of the fire and I just felt different. I don't subtly different. I just felt like, wow, I don't know what's happening, but that was really amazing. So that was very interesting. And then, so what led me to actually become certified and attuned in Reiki was during massage school. One of my teachers was attuned to Reiki, and we had to give different massages to her and other teachers to like test out of different techniques. And whenever I would give her massages, she said multiple times, I can feel that energy, that Reiki energy already flowing through you. And she just said something like, I just think if you decide to get attuned to Reiki, like what you're going to be able to do is just going to like supercharge. And I remember feeling like, oh, really? Wow, that's crazy that you can feel that through me. Like I couldn't feel anything. You know, I didn't know really what she was feeling, but as she described it, it was like, oh, that's, And then she would say, you know, other times too. And it was enough that it just kept feeling like, oh, okay, maybe I need to follow this. And I remember distinctly during one of those massages, she said, I can feel how pure your heart is, how beautiful, it's really lovely, like the intention that you have, but it's like it's not moving from your heart through your hands. Like there's this fear, hesitation in your hands, like you don't want to hurt someone, you don't want to cause harm, which is a good intention. But I want you to imagine that that energy from your heart is actually flowing through your hands. And so this was all new to me, but I was like, okay. So I paused for a second and just imagine that. Imagine some kind of energy flowing from my heart to my hands. And then I continued the massage. And she said, did you feel that? And I was like, yeah, I did. It was subtle. She's like, I can feel the difference. And that amazed me. I'd never had an experience like that. I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. Long story short, I ended up doing the three levels of Reiki, and the attunement experiences were really interesting. I had very distinct physical experiences with each one. I remember with the first one having, I won't talk about the whole experience, but the things that stood out to me were like, immediately when the teacher started the attunement, I had this emotional release. I just started, my body released tears, but I could feel it wasn't from sadness. It wasn't from a particular experience or memory. It wasn't from feeling overwhelmed. It was as if my body just, like some hatch just opened and these tears fell out and then it stopped. And it was, I'd never felt that before. I was like, wow. That was very distinct. And then I felt lots of pressure move around. So I felt it in my head in different places. And then it traveled down my body in this, excuse me, wild way. I felt all kinds of other symptoms for like, they say it's like takes 21 days for that energy to integrate into our bodies. And I definitely felt like my sleep cycles were different. I I felt a lot of different things, and it really seemed like, oh, it's actually right around 21 days. So that was fascinating. Other experiences of receiving Reiki that really like surprised me. I had a session done with this woman who, at one point, she put selenite palm stones in my hands. And at that time, I wasn't into crystals at all. I hadn't been exploring them at all. She put them in my hands, and I so distinctly felt like I had my hands on speakers that were playing loud music. There was such an intense vibration that was undeniable in my hands. And I remember laying on that table thinking, what is happening? And that I knew I'm not making this up, that something is happening with these crystals. And then the other thing that happened during that session, she was at my foot for quite a while, again, holding a crystal. I didn't know what it was, but she was holding a crystal at the bottom of my foot. And all of a sudden, I felt this extremely distinct, okay, so it felt like this very loving presence came up to my chin, gently, so gently lifted my chin up, and then somehow created, it was as if whatever that was creating space in my throat, as if there were like five partitions across the width of my throat. And whatever that was just gently opening each one. And I could feel it. It was like going one and so gently and so lovingly. And then it stopped. I was like, what was that? It was so clear and unlike anything else I'd experienced. And, and she was so great too afterwards when I shared that in complete shock. And she was like, oh, that's amazing. And she said, actually, when she scanned my chakras at the beginning, my throat was the only one that was closed, which is so interesting to me that that matched. And then a couple of months later, I had a session with a different person. It was a Reiki massage. And at one point, she was holding her hands on my head, on both sides of my head, above my ears. And I felt this extremely distinct feeling like there was some kind of, it was like a big rock in the right side of my throat, and it was pulsing. So it would like ache. It would come like a deep ache, almost like I was going to throw up, and then it would disappear. And then it would ache and get more intense, and then it would fade off. And then it would ache and fade off. And then she moved her hands, and I was like, what? That was, whoa. And what's so amazing to me about those two experiences is I have had Hashimoto's, which is hypothyroidism, for quite a few years. Been on medication for it, and I was told by doctors I'm going to have to take the medication forever. And in this time, in the last few years, I have had this intuitive sense, like, I don't think I have to be on this medication forever. It doesn't make sense to me that my thyroid would just stop working. There must be a way to get it to work again, right? Like, I kept having this feeling. And during massage school, in an anatomy class, we learned about the pituitary gland in the brain, and that that's the master gland that really sends the communication to the other adrenal glands, including the thyroid, that says, okay, now secrete the hormones that you do. And I had this sense inside of me. I didn't say it to anyone else, but I was like, or I said it to one friend, I think, but I was like, I feel like maybe the pituitary gland, there's something maybe with that. Like, maybe it's not the thyroid that there's the issue with, or maybe it's both. Maybe it's some connection. I don't know. So then during this Reiki session, this woman has her hands on my head, and I kept having this feeling that it was like there was this bridge being repaired between the pituitary and the thyroid, that there was something there. And I don't know. Again, intuition is so hard to explain. But, had these distinct physical feelings. And then I decided after that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take myself off the thyroid medication for 6 weeks, and I'm going to go to the doctor and get my labs tested and just see if this feeling that I have is accurate. So I did that. And I'm not kidding. I went to the doctor, and got my thyroid tested. And I kind of expected the numbers to not be normal. It was like, I don't know, what are the chances that this actually did something? And my thyroid numbers are totally normal. And when that came back, I was like, oh, are you kidding me? Like, it was the first tangible experience I had of like Reiki and my body, like telling me like something that I could trust and that it healed something. And of course, we never want to claim with Reiki that it's going to heal anything because we don't know. It has its own intelligence, just like in our body. You know, I'm not telling my finger how to heal and when to heal and how long that takes. Like, it knows, that force knows what to do. And so I'm never going to claim with a client like, oh, I can heal your thyroid. I have no idea if that's possible. But what I do know is my own experience with that. And then what actual lab results showed. So isn't that amazing? Okay, this episode could get extremely long because I'm very excited about Reiki. So I'm just going to share a few more things. Okay, so a few things, amazing things that I've had happen while giving Reiki to clients. And I've been doing that for 6 months at this point. One time a client came in, and the minute she walked in the door, the vision that I had was that she was like a candle that was about like at its last flicker. Like she was about to go completely out, that light, but it was still there. But I just sensed this incredible heaviness on her. So that was my first sense. And then she gets on the table and I'm working on her, doing a Reiki massage. And when I got to her fingers, there was this distinct feeling of black soot that I heard, that I felt, that I sensed. It was like black soot and it was clearing out of her fingers as I pulled each one. It was like opening and clearing that out. And throughout that whole session, I could feel like it was taking a lot of energy. Like I needed to really be focused, and it showed me like how much endurance I need to build up, like in my mind, to stay focused. And at the end of the session, she got off the table and she came out of the room, and it was like I could see it. Like, and I said to you, how do you feel? And she said she felt like everything just washed off of her. And I hadn't said a word about anything that I experienced, but she said she felt like it all just, and she went like down to the floor. And I could see she looked lighter. She looked like she had more light in her. And she also said, and she seemed surprised by this, she said, I feel happy. I don't know when the last time was that I felt happy. And that was just like, are you kidding? It was amazing. And then I had a client who had never experienced Reiki before, wanted to try it, and she was in deep grief, processing grief about losing her dad. I think maybe a couple of years before the session, he had passed, somewhere in there. And she seemed like a pretty guarded person emotionally, pretty tough on the exterior, and did the session. It's all silent, you know, and then afterwards I asked her how she felt, and she said she seemed kind of surprised, and she said, well, I just had a whole conversation with my dad who had passed. And she said, we talked about all the things that I've been like going around and around in, and like he just kept saying, you have to move on, you have to be happy, like you're following something, like the things that you're chasing have no end, like they're just dead ends. And she just seemed so clearly had never had an experience like that. It was like, she said, I'm gonna go home and cry. And I was like, good, yes, that's a good thing. She was like, oh, I'm glad you think that's a good thing. And I was like, yes, it is. Process this, and I, you know, I'm here to support you if you need it. And like, wow, that amazed me, and I hope that it was really, you know, healing for her. And then one time I had a pregnant client who she was laying on the table, and all of a sudden I sensed this golden light, beam of light coming down into the crown of her head and then one coming down into the belly. And it was so beautiful, and I just smiled, you know, and it was really beautiful. And I told her it afterwards, and that was amazing. I've had lots of other things. Lots of clients see colors. I see colors a lot, like little pinpricks of colors, or I'll see these like fluid colors like morphing in and out of each other. That happens often when I'm in meditation of any kind. That happens quite often in Reiki. Someone will say, oh, I just saw very distinctly purple, or, oh, I saw blue. Yeah, that happens. One time I had a client who I sensed right away that she was, all of a sudden I had this flash of seeing her standing outside somewhere, screaming from the depths of her being with all the rage that had been like bottled up inside of her, and then it disappeared. And I was like, oh. And with that one, I felt like, do I tell her? Do I not tell her? I don't know. I almost didn't. And that discernment is always tricky, like what to share, what not to share. But I sensed like, I think I should share it. So I did. And she was really surprised by it. But she was like, I'm going to go home and think about that. Another client, I saw all of a sudden this flash of her traveling in a desert somewhere, smiling with a scarf around her head, blowing in the wind. It was like split second thing, and then it disappeared. And I mentioned it to her at the end. I was like, I don't know what this is. If it was anything, I don't know. And she was like, oh, I love to travel. Maybe I'm going to go somewhere in the desert. Like, she seemed curious about it. And me too. I was like, oh, I don't know. Well, let me know. and I've learned not to get attached to these things. Just like, if I sense it, if I feel it, share it from a place of love and discernment. Like, really discern, does it feel like someone's ready to receive it? And really be clear about my intentions and motivations, and make sure that it's not because I'm trying to prove anything, or but really coming from a place of love. And sometimes that means not sharing, you know, and that's an interesting practice too. And then just a couple of more experiences I'll share before I wrap this up. One client who was, I went to give her a session in her home, and she is battling terminal cancer and was in, I mean, I don't think I've ever experienced this. She was in agony when I walked in, and we'd never met each other. I was told that the cancer was actually breaking her bones. So like, physically, she was in absolute, such severe pain. And I had never done a session in someone's home with someone I didn't know. And so going into it, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if I would feel really uncomfortable, how I would navigate it. But something told me, yes, I need to do this. And from the moment I walked in, I just felt like I'm supposed to be here. We started the session, and with very minimal talking because of the state that she was in. In the sessions that I do in my own space, you know, I talk through how I'm going to scan the chakras, and then we'll talk, have space to talk at the end, and, you know, do a lot of more conversation. But with this client, it was clear, like, that's not the right thing to do. And so I turned on some soft music and started the session. And she was in a recliner, so I was working around the chair. And, you know, in the other sessions that I had done, I work over the seven main chakras. But with her, I couldn't reach everything, so it was just whatever I could reach. And mostly it was her feet and her legs, and a little bit at her shoulders and her head. At one point, she fell asleep. And she seemed so peaceful, and I could feel that shift in her. And I finished the session, probably worked on her for 40 or 45 minutes, and then she was asleep. And so I sat in silence with her, and there were two caretakers in the room, and we just sat there for probably a half an hour in silence. And what I noticed were these other kind of visions or senses that came to me. At one point, it was a very clear feeling of coldness, like like there was coldness in the house and coldness around her, but deep from like long ago, like the lack of warmth was a sense. And it was like the lack of love. There was something there. Like it wasn't just this physical house, but it was that too, but it was also something deeper. And then I got a flash of her as a child, like twirling outside in the sun, so happy, like pure joy, laughing. And I sensed that there was a deep disconnect from that part of her. And like that younger part of her was wanting and needing to reconnect, like they both needed each other, like this older her needed that younger her, and the younger her needed the older her, like there, but there was this like a bridge needed to be made there. And then I sensed that something happened in her childhood. I didn't know what it was, but it was something maybe traumatic, significant happened. Just this sense. I didn't know at all. I didn't know anything about her history or background. And then at another point, I just sensed these beautiful golden snowflakes falling all around her. And I just smiled. I was like, oh my gosh, wow. And then she woke up and I asked how she was feeling, and she looked peaceful and she said, calm. And then I left. You know, we didn't talk more. She said, thank you. I held her hand and, you know, we said, thank you. And I left. And later, you know, I had shared with a close friend who was in the room with this person who, like, I got the permission to share what had happened. And everything that I sensed and felt was validated about things that this person was going through or had gone through. And that was, I mean, amazing. And actually, when I left that house, like walked out of the house, something made me just go touch a tree in the yard. And then I immediately sobbed. Like I had this emotional release for a couple of seconds and then I was okay. It was like the tree took it. I needed to connect to that grounding, healing energy of the earth. And then it was clear. I gave it to the earth. And that was a really, really amazing experience and showed me that I would love to do that, more of that kind of work. And she later reflected that she was amazed how the pain went away during the session, that the pain wasn't there, and the pain that was so acute in her body. And it didn't make it go away forever, but during the session. So that amazed me too. Like, wow, how is that possible? But it is. How beautiful is that? And that was amazing. And the last story I'll share was, well, I guess two more. Why not? You can pause it and stop listening whenever you want. I'm just talking to myself at my table with my cup of coffee anyway. I had a client who came in from out of state, and she was struggling with a lot of rage and anger about some things in her life. And she felt stuck, like she didn't know what to do with it. And she was feeling very depressed and really struggling. So we did the session and I noticed her body twitching subtly in different moments, like the electrical currents were flowing. That was my sense. And then I didn't hear from her. She came back a few months later for another session. And I asked her how she had been doing. And I noticed that her energy seemed different. And she said that after the last session, the language she used was incredible. She said it was as if an iceberg of rage broke off of her. And she said right after the session, for about a week, she had a lot of emotions come up and release. And that's the other amazing thing about Reiki that I've been discovering, is like, it's not about taking away. Sometimes what Reiki will do is bring to the surface an emotion that's ready to be expressed and moved through the body. And that can mean expressing it through crying, sobbing, screaming, laughing, having some physical release of that emotional energy that's been trapped in the body. It doesn't always happen, but sometimes it does. And that's a great sign that the body is clearing that out. But it's not about fixing someone or like taking away an experience that they maybe they need to go through for their own healing and their own growth. And so I love that about Reiki too. And so that was amazing. And I loved how she used that language, that iceberg of rage or anger breaking off of her. And then this extraordinary experience happened where a client came in who wanted a massage but wanted a little Reiki too, and she was having a lot of like restriction on the left side of her back. And she brought her daughter in, who was a teenager, and I didn't know she was going to do this. She brought her in and she said, "My daughter can see things, so I want to see if she sees anything during the session." I was like, "Sweet, bring it on. I'm ready. I'm all about this." So the daughter sits down on the ground and, you know, I start the massage part of the session and I can feel that the muscles are really tight on her back. And I, you know, keep doing the massage part for a while. And then I kept getting this intuitive nudge. It was like a mosquito in my ear that would not leave me alone. That kept saying, ask her body if there's an emotion trapped in that part of her body. And internally, I was having this fight with this, whatever intuition. So I was like, no, I've never done that before. What if she like thinks that's ridiculous? I've never, you know, done anything like that with a client. And it just would not leave me alone. So I was like, fine. And so I said, well, if you want, you can silently ask your body, is there an emotion connected to this blockage or restriction in my body? And she was all about it. She was like, okay, silent for like a second and a half. And she said, worry. I said, okay. And then whatever the intuitive voice said, ask her to ask if it's attached to a person. So then I relayed that and said, you can ask your body, is it connected to a person? And she said, okay, paused for a second. She said, my mom. And it started to unravel this whole story, very deep story about her mom and stuff that was going on with her mom. And the client said, I had no idea that I was that worried about my mom. We kept talking about it, and the daughter at one point said that the grandma was in the room, and the grandma had passed many years before, like 10 years before or something. And, you know, the daughter said that the grandma was nervous about the Reiki energy because she had been very religious and she didn't know what the Reiki energy was. And I said, well, you can share with grandma that Reiki is just pure love. It will not do, it cannot do any harm. And the very sweet daughter said, okay. And so silently, she was like, I told her. She just nodded. She was so sweet. And then the daughter at one point said that there was a little cardinal in the room. But I was like, what do you mean there's a cardinal in the room? She was like, oh, it's right there on the floor. It follows my mom around a lot. I'm like, oh my gosh, you precious, precious girl. I said, well, keep telling me if you see anything, okay? I want to hear everything that you see. I think it's so amazing. And then at one point, she said that this other guide came in and was sitting in the chair, who was connected to her mom, I guess. And then, so I'm, you know, do that emotional, those questions over her, you know, not a coincidence that the left side of her back is her heart space. So then I sensed I need to move down to her left foot. So as I'm moving down to her left foot, I say silently in my mind, guides, Reiki guides, clients, ancestors, and guides, my guides, if it's in the highest good of my client, please help release this emotional energy from her body. Didn't say it out loud, said it silently. And as I touch her foot, she says, oh my gosh, that's the craziest thing. It feels like there's water rushing down my leg. Oh my God, what is that? Is that going into you? Whoa, that's so crazy. And I was like, well, I didn't feel that. And I was like, that's amazing. No, it's not going into me. No, it's going down into the earth. It's not going into me. And the daughter says, Mom, do you feel lighter? She was like, yeah, I do. She was like, oh, I can see it. And then the daughter says, oh, the white butterflies are here. I'm like, oh, what are the white butterflies? She was like, well, they hang out with me a lot. I said, do you know what they, do they have a feeling, or are they like, do you have any feeling connected to them? She was like, I think just like peace. It was so beautiful. It's like, oh my gosh. And, you know, after that happens, then I go to her other foot and then I clear her aura, which I didn't tell, you know, mom or daughter what I'm doing, but that looks like brushing from head to toe, maybe 6 inches off the body, down to the feet. So head, you know, I'm brushing and clearing all that energy that came up out of the body that's ready to clear, and then give it down to the earth. And at the end of the session, we're talking about how things went and how the client's feeling. And the daughter says, oh, when you were doing whatever you were doing, like we were brushing your hands over my mom, I could see it. And I said, what do you mean? What did you see? She said, oh, it looked like kind of like static, I guess, like gray static. And as you moved your hands, it moved. And then when you pushed it down to the floor, it's like it disappeared into the floor. I was like, oh my gosh, you amazing human. To me in that moment, I was like, you are amazing. Also, it was so validating because it's what I could feel and sense but not see myself. And so she validated for me that also I'm not making this up when I do that. I'm not just pretending that I'm doing something. Like something's actually happening. And it was so incredible. And then she tells me, her mom's like, tell her what you see with the crystals. And I said, yeah, tell me what you see with the crystals. And she was like, well, when we burn sage over them, I can see there's like something dripping off of them. Like, oh, huh. And the mom said, like, is it gray or black? She's like, no, it's the same color as the crystal, but it drips. Like, which is also so cool, I think, because, you know, I've read and heard from a lot of different people from different traditions that when working with crystals, that they can absorb energy and that we need to clear them. And there's all kinds of different ways to do that. But then to hear from this young, precious, innocent human who, you know, is not trying to prove anything to anyone. She's like 12 years old and she's actually really scared of these abilities and doesn't know what to do with them. She so innocently shares something that she can see happening that matches what all these other people from all these different traditions all over the world say, but it's what so few of us can actually see. To me, that was just incredible. Like, what a gift. What a gift she has, and what a gift that I got to experience that. And at the end, you know, she was feeling like she really opened up and said, I don't feel like I can share any of this stuff with my friends or at school. And that, like, she's receiving a lot of energy and she doesn't know how to, like, guard herself. And so we talked about a lot of that. And by the end, I just said, you know, if I can support you in any way, please, you can always come here and tell me anything you're experiencing. I want to know. I think you're so amazing. I think you have an extraordinary gift. I think you've been given this gift for a deep reason to help people in profound ways, and you're going to keep learning and discovering how to protect yourself and use this energy. But this isn't happening randomly, and just know that, like, I'm here to support you if I can. And then they left, and I, you know, that was many months ago. I haven't heard from them. That was amazing. And I just went home and I was like, what is going on? Okay, this is incredible. Whoa, how do I even explain this to anyone? Maybe I don't need to, but and then, like, in general, I also just feel a lot in my body during Reiki sessions. So I'll get like a rush of heat from head to toe, or a rush of cold. Sometimes they're right back to back, sometimes at different points in the body. I get lots of sensations in my hands. I get tingling, vibration, sometimes this deep ache feeling. Sometimes I'll feel like a magnetic feeling over the body where it's like, you know, that feeling when you have two magnets on the opposite side where they like don't touch each other, that feeling will happen. I'll feel these surges of energy in my hands sometimes, like often when I'm at someone's head, actually anywhere in the body, but I notice it a lot in the head where like, there'll be like this surge of energy through my hands on like the left side of the head. And then it'll even out eventually. And I'll feel kind of, it's like this wave kind of passes through and then they kind of even out. And I feel kind of an equal softer vibration in both hands. That's interesting. So anyway, those are some of my experiences with Reiki. So I'm so curious what will continue to develop and open as I keep practicing. And I love it. I love sharing it with people. I love discovering what is possible with healing, with energy, and that it really feels like this way. It's like this, it feels like soul activism to me. It feels like it's a way to reclaim this innate power that we have as souls in these human bodies, that we are able to connect to subtle energies and use them for healing, and that we don't have to rely only on the Western medical system. We don't have to rely only on these medications that have side effects or invasive surgeries or procedures, or we don't have to spend all our money, you know, on insurance and hospital stays and all of this stuff that is causing so much suffering for people. Not that Reiki takes the place of all that, but it can complement it. It can go hand in hand. And there have been scientific studies that show that Reiki has all kinds of positive effects, that it decreases pain, it decreases anxiety and fear, it helps facilitate faster healing and recovery. And I love that there's the research that's being done to back it up, and there's more and more being done, in addition to thousands of anecdotal stories out there online about Reiki and the experiences of it that people have giving and receiving. So it's so beautiful to get to practice this and keep exploring it. And I don't know, maybe somebody listened to this or not. I have no idea. But if you did, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you've had any experiences with Reiki and you want to share them with me, I would love to hear about them. You can email me anytime through my website, deep-rooted-healing.com. And I hope you're taking good care of yourself in whatever ways feel right for you. Okay, thanks for listening.